I said I wished I could see her, and there she was. A vision, really, in response to my wish. I don't believe heaven has a sweeter sight. I saw her plainly, dark-haired, blue-eyed, with a face of great brightness and fine color. Up to this time that I am relating the circumstances to you, it has seemed miraculous, out of the natural order of things, that I could conjure up this girl's likeness. But I now realize that faculty to be the commonest in the world. You are exercising it, now, as you think of me and of her. Here is a point, mother. Maybe you can elaborate it. You project your thought to any scene, or you draw toward you whatever vision you will. Words, one-syllabled or many, unlock the intelligences in all familiar ways. But the faculties of the creature made in God's own image are for the most part undeveloped, inert. Think of this in very simple terms. We are made in God's own image. Not faint resemblances of Him, but images. Look the word up in the best authorities. P. 74. We ought to be able to accomplish anything. At first I tried to say that the inner ear and the inner vision must be open to make communication as easy as it is natural. Upon this, I am now sure, depend social relations of the worlds. We shall see each other, face to face, when we get rid of the acquired films that shut out vision, and the obstacles that impede the ways of sound. A good deal of the old temper seems to be sticking to me. I got in with some botches today on the battlefield, and felt a rush of hate and fury, impossible to describe. I rushed among the wounded like a madman. But he was there, ministering. I hardly know how I came away. I talked with Wells about this, later, in my tent. He said we must give up thinking of Christ as ours alone. He quoted his words, as the mob howled around him on Calvary. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. It may be that the peculiar conditions of our work here make my judgments rather one-sided. I fancy in other locations. America, for instance, the people who have come out must see many things in altogether different lights. They are dying around you, every day. It should be perfectly simple to communicate with them. We are dwelling on the military exodus for the reasons we have outlined. Mother, I often think of the days when I was a little boy. How good, and patient, you have always been to me. Don't forget in all this striving to let other hearts have comfort that the same old love is in your boy's heart for you. I got your wire calling my attention to the scriptural statement that in heaven there is neither marriage or giving in marriage, and I do not know what to say. It seemed, until you gave me this jolt, that the Bible bears out everything that I have been able to tell you. Perhaps the chronicler got balled up in this particular quotation. For love and marriage are certainly in bud and flower here. I can see this fact with my own eyes. Many things that I write you I gather from others, relying on you to weed out that which does not contribute to the big plan, or any flagrant inconsistency that may rob some soul of a crumb of comfort. Don't bother about much else. This is a message, and it requires haste. Of course, there are false reports and reporters here. Not makers of lies, so much, as natural dramatists who see all things in an exaggerated and spectacular form. Then, there are the symbolists who write the revelations. Any critic would have me on the hip, and they will all be after you, if you can scare up a publisher to take this. And yet you will likely find a world more ready to listen, openly, to such a message than it has ever been before. Back in the human consciousness has always been a belief in spiritual things. The belief has been mixed with the terror of the unknown and denied because of that fear. Now the hand of God draws his world so near that they can whisper to each other. Gupta will take up his old life on earth, and his mother will have her son. But he will not be the same. None of those who go back will be the same. Angels, dressed in stained and faded khaki, will walk the familiar streets. Listen to them. Dogs come and go freely, back and forth across the invisible line. I am told this as a fact. They do not need to leave their natural bodies to associate with those who have died. They often follow their masters. Other animals have not quite these privileges, but after dissolution they appear here. I may not be clear. I often find a certain embarrassment in saying things that I, myself, would once have called bunk. but I guess they are true, all right. Try and remember, mother, dear, that I do not know much more than I did when I left you. That is, no wisdom has been given me. I am, however, quickened in my perceptions, and my natural bent is encouraged. I have every opportunity to learn. I suppose arbitrary rules must underlie this harmonious system of living, but they are not felt. None of us are fretted by scoldknots or shores. We seem to go along about as we please. But we please to move with enthusiastic energy. If we did not, I suppose we might feel the sharp stick. P78. We do not have classes in the ordinary acceptance of the term. But men of like interests gather and exchange information. I have learned a lot about wireless that I hope to communicate some other time, through a technician, maybe. I want to suggest to you to keep these notes entirely apart from anything else I write you. Do not make a big book. Let it be only a few pages to hide in a mourner's sleeve. Call it a sleeve book, if you want to. I think that might convey an idea. But in any case, keep it free from subjects or speculations outside the main plan, which is comfort for war-robbed humanity. Keep after that. There is no death. And don't let any attractive theory sidetrack you. The firing is continual and terrific. I must get on the job of guiding the boys through. They will come without fear. You feel the need for more definite information about this existence before you go out to talk of immortality. But you have all that your untutored Bob can tell you, and a thousandfold more in John. Read the 14th chapter again. It is all there, the whole plan of eternal life, continuous life, I mean. There are no mansions here, that I see. But, as I have explained, we form one of many special brigades or divisions of soldiers, and are now in active relief service in the war zone. We have tents and equipment, we talk and walk and choose our companions. We love or like, or avoid others, according to our own impulses. We look as we did in the flesh. It seems almost as though we had only slipped out of our skins, as the snakes do. A natural process, familiar to simple people, but too simple to be considered by those butterfly hunters that try to net the soul. Please cut that out, mother. You might leave the comparison to the snake, however, I think that holds some truth. The premise is all right, isn't it? You have it clear? There is no death. Life goes on without handicap or hindrance. We are very busy. There is no talk of peace, here. I gather from what the angels say that the war will go until many more of the valiant have come through this valley, and have gone on to form a new democracy on another plane. I am reporting MP's scenes, and have no authority for my conclusions, except the authority of my own intelligence. Do not be terrorized even should an invasion of America be made. The easiest thing in life is death. Jack Wells and I are very close friends. His sister's name is Alice, and she has grown up in the country beyond, where his folks live. It seems all reach or return to maturity. Youth blossoms and flowers, but does not decay. I can call up her vision at any time, but I want her near. Christ walks among the wounded continually. The dying see him, and the hurt are healed by his hand. Many have told me, and several times I have felt him near. Once, for a moment, I saw him, I told you. Preserve an unemotional mind, dear. Sanity and simplicity are essential to our purpose. Do not go on any tangent of description, or undertake analyses. What is here is here. Some people will find what we have hoped to give them. Others must find comfort in different ways. You have understood, haven't you? That I no longer stop and dictate these things to you? I talk to you as I perform my tasks, or lie at rest, or march along my ways. It is almost certain that we are to be ordered on within a few hours' time, destination unknown. But wherever it may be, I shall travel with eager curiosity. I shall surely tell you all I can. It may be that one returns to this boundary for purposes of communication. That will develop later. Take care of your health. You have a task that you must not fail to accomplish. You can bind up some of the most grievous wounds in the world. Keep your strength and go up and down the wailing places on the earth, and say and know, thy son liveth. That's your part. Isn't it foolish to try to convince anyone of anything? What words are there to prove or disprove that life was and is and ever shall be? If one does not realize now naturally and without argument that he is an undying soul, he will come to realize it sometime. Why hurry him? I am on the march. And I am thinking of you, and the eternal verities, and of the wandering of a boy walking beside me, and of the land that lies beyond our Jordan. And through and over all these other thoughts is something that permeates them with a kind of thrilling fragrance. It is love, I think, mother. We are passing through a land laid waste and yet triumphant. I felt immensely surprised to see in all its beauty one great cathedral that had been destroyed. The angel said that all such buildings of prayer and song are spiritual and beyond vandal desecration. The bricks will be restored to conform to the imperishable idea. I do not want to get metaphysical, in the bewildering way. I just want to say that I am improving in spiritual vision. When we started out before, you remember, I was only able to see the obvious, broken bodies of flesh and of stone. Today I see the immortal structures. It is so simple, dear. Here I am on the open road that all humanity travels, going toward the enlarged opportunities that await me. I have been talking to the boy. He is not more than 14, but he fought his fight. Spencer has taken him under his wing. I don't mean that literally. P83. None of us have wings. But that reminds me of what I was going to tell you about the messengers. Some way those old Greeks must have been in touch with this side of the world. Olympus must have pierced the invisible. For instance, these messengers wear little wings on their feet. I do not know whether they grow there or not. One passed us a moment ago, treading the air with incredible grace. Hermes reborn. They are employed between some higher command and our own. Spencer is reconciled to wait for his girl to join him. There is so much to do that the time passes with much swiftness in and out of light and dark. We have the same natural divisions that you have. Why should this not be true? We are still on Earth. As we pass, differences may arise that we are not conscious of. But so far as I am able, I shall keep you informed. We have now reached a river of surpassing beauty. I have always felt, and I am more impressed than ever with the feeling now, that a river is more spiritual than any other expression of physical nature. It may be that this is our port of egress. It is ... we have been commanded to halt. One desire seems to animate us all, that is to run down and swim in this shining stream. We have thrown away our outer garments and are plunging in. Goodbye for now. I am running down to the water as I used to run down to the old mill stream, tingling with joy. The end.